broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in Gwinnett. This is Partners for Success, presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services.
Hello and welcome to Partners for Success, presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services. I am Dennis Bonin, and alongside me is my sidekick, Randy Hicks. Randy, how are you doing this morning?
Great, Dennis. How about you?
Outstanding. Beautiful day. Looking for a great weekend.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome weekend. Awesome Braves game last night. Glad to see they won the first game on the road.
Yes, after following a win before going on the road, great momentum, and they need to keep up the good work.
That's right. There's a lot of excitement in the Braves dugout this year.
Yes, there is. Partners for Success is a show that has highlighted and promotes many of Atlanta's outstanding businesses and business leaders. Okay, let's introduce our guest for today's show. Joining us is Mark DeShane, owner and operator of Gulf Coast Grill in Suwanee, Georgia. And also joining us, we have Cravens Doggett, owner and operator of Quick Wash Express Car Wash in Duluth, Georgia. Okay, let's get started with our first guest, Mark DeShane with Gulf Coast Grill. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Mark, tell us a little bit about your business and what you do.
We are a family seafood restaurant in Suwanee. We serve some of the best seafood actually in the area. You can get raw oysters with us, great shrimp baskets. You can get them fried, grilled, or boiled, or sauteed. Just it's really a great place to bring your family, hang out, have some great food, and some great service.
That's great. Mark, tell us a little bit behind the inspiration of Gulf Coast Grill.
Well, growing up on the Gulf Coast, South Alabama, one of the things when we got to Atlanta, we really missed seafood, the fresh seafood that we grew up eating. So my wife and I sat down one day and said, well, why don't we open a restaurant? Why don't we open something that we'd like to go to, bring our family to? And that's kind of where we came up with this whole concept. It's really very simple. The food is delicious. We were very blessed with a fantastic chef who's come on board with us. He'd opened two restaurants with Paul Perdome. He was the executive chef here at the 1818 Club for 9 years. Just does a great job.
Well, that's an interesting segue. That's probably some of the things that really set aside your restaurant from other seafood restaurants. Wouldn't you agree?
I do agree. What we look for, or what we're trying to accomplish, is every guest that comes in the door, we treat them like family. They become part of us, and we treat them that way. And we want them to feel that way. So,
Mark, you're saying you're creating that Florida ambiance for that family to come in and experience it here in Gwinnett, Georgia.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of deceiving. We are in a little strip mall area, and we are the end unit. And when you walk in, the colors scheme, the whole ambience is really a family beach restaurant right in Suwanee.
It reminds me of living in Florida, living on the beach, as a matter of fact.
And that's what we hope we can do, is when you walk in, if we strike a memory chord with you of being in Destin or Panama City, Gulf Shores, Orange Beach area, even in the New Orleans area, if we can strike that memory chord of somewhere where you went on vacation and you can close your eyes and pretend you're there, that's what we're looking for.
That's a great feeling. That's really a great feeling. Speaking of that, while you're there, I know you have a lot of great entertainment as well.
We do. We have live entertainment every Friday and Saturday. It runs from 8 until 11, and we're only open until 11, so right at closing time, that's when we finish up now. And we also do some other things. We have trivia on Thursdays and a couple things that we do earlier in the week. Mondays and Tuesdays, we do Kids Eat Free. So you come in and don't purchase an entree or a basket, and up to two children can eat off that one single parent. What we're trying to do is, you know, earlier in the week when you're just getting started and it's kind of busy and hectic Monday or Tuesday, it gives you an opportunity to bring your kids out and you don't have to stress about making dinner for them.
Mark, that's great. Elaborate a little bit on what you think is your best top dishes that you serve at your restaurant.
We have several. One of the best-selling items we have, obviously, is our shucked oysters. right behind the bar. We shuck them in front of you. So they're fresh oysters when they come in. We have only about – there's only five people that handle our oysters. We're very careful with them. So the chef, myself, my wife, and then we have two shuckers that come in and actually do our shucking for us. And they're the only ones that actually – we actually control the product all the way through the process. And it is a lot of fun to watch us work that hard opening oysters.
Wow.
And then the other item is our shrimp and grits. Fantastic item. The gravy is a cream base, and it is delicious. The shrimp are fresh. It's served over a poblano cheese grit, which we take poblano peppers, roast them. We puree them and then add them into the grits as we make them with a little bit of Parmesan cheese. It is phenomenal.
Mark, I tell you, I may like to come in there and do a chef show up. I'm feeling the chef coming back to me. That's what
awesome.
I used to do, and it sounds great.
One of the other items we have that really does well for us is our fish tacos. It's the Napa slaw we put in there with a tangy sweet peppers sauce in there, grilled fish. It is fantastic.
I've actually had that dish. That is an awesome dish, that's for sure. So do you have any specials coming up for the summer months?
Well, we just opened our patio. So when we have a specific menu for that patio on Fridays and Saturday nights. So when you come in, and the menu will be black. We have kebabs. We have, what else do we have out there? Hamburgers, hot dogs, kind of some of the basics. And you'll also get red beans and rice as a side out there that we don't really serve on the inside. It's not on the inside menu. We'll have live music coming in out there as well. We also do a monthly crawfish bowl. First Saturday of every month, we do a crawfish bowl. It comes in. It's $15 a plate. You know, it's $30 all you can eat, and it is phenomenal.
Hmm. Mark, more specific, what would you want your guests to experience when they visit? Is it price? Is it food? Is it the ambiance, the entertainment? What specifically is the visit?
Well, I think you can all those things are there. Service is priority to us. We have our hosts and our hostesses. They open the door for you when you come in. We want to treat you like family. When someone comes to your house, you open the door. So we feel like when you come to our house, we're going to open the door for you as well. And the hostess and host are also trained to have a conversation with you to the table. So many times you'll go into a restaurant, and that hostess will say how many, and then they run to the table with the menus and drop them and run past you as you walk to the table. Well, for us, we want you to feel like you're at home. So our host and hostess have a conversation with you as you come in. They'll talk to you. And, you know, when people aren't really used to that, so it's kind of funny to watch sometimes the reactions when that takes place. And then we want our staff to create a relationship with you. So we do what we call a spiel. So we tell you a little bit about the restaurant when you sit down. We tell you that we are environmentally friendly. We recycle paper, plastic, glass. We even recycle the oil that we use for frying into biodiesel. And the other things we do is we try to support local. So we got several breweries that we do support, one in Duluth, Marietta, and Athens. So we try to support all the people that we can. We try to buy all our produce locally whenever we can. We try to source it from the farmer's market. And we're trying to look into right now into some of these community gardens. So if anybody out there knows a community garden that wants a restaurant to get involved in, we'd love to do that. Those are the type of things we like to do. We like to support the people around us. And we are a family-owned restaurant. We're not a chain. We are who we are. When you come in, you'll find my wife and I always there.
Well, that's really interesting. And, you know, of course, with Atlanta being landlocked, and you're able to get a lot of the produce and everything locally, but how do you get the seafood? It is always so fresh.
You know, sourcing seafood, we have to make sure that, one, our suppliers are reputable, and we do that. We're very blessed with a lot of good connections along the Gulf Coast that help us out. We're blessed with the Cisco and Cheney Brothers here that have sourced some products specifically for us, because we're very choosy on the shrimp we use. We're very choosy on the catfish, the tilapia, and the grouper, specifically the grouper. Grouper's a fish that has to be right, and it has to be the right grouper to work for us. And it's tough to get sometimes, and we have to really fight to get it, but it's a product that is absolutely phenomenal.
So, Mark, in the seafood business, obviously prices go up and down. How do your prices affected? I mean, do you change the menu price on a daily basis, or you just absorb the loss?
We've priced ourselves so that what we basically did was take a yearly average and say this is over a year's process of how much fish kind of goes up and down to try to get a balance, and then we priced our menu accordingly. We don't feel like it'd be fair to the guest to come in one time and pay $11 for something and then come in the next time and pay $13. So we said, well, let's just do an average, keep it consistent. And through the slim months, when sometimes maybe the shrimp isn't always, you know, as plentiful, but we're very pleased that we're able to do that and pass the consistency off to the guests that I would look for when I went somewhere.
Great. Smart business. One more question I have for you, Mark, and is what are your hours of operations? I want to go over that again. And how many days a week are you open?
All right, awesome. We're open 6 days a week. We're closed on Sundays. We open at 11 every day. Monday through Thursday, we close at 10. And Fridays and Saturdays, we do close at 11. Our lunch hours, and why I bring up the lunch hours, is from 11 to 3 because we do an $8 all-inclusive lunch menu. There's a salad with a protein, and the protein can be shrimp, fish, chicken. You also can get a great shrimp po' boy, catfish po' boy in the side with your fries. You can do a salad or sweet potatoes or onion rings and a drink for $8. One of the things that used to drive my wife and I crazy is we'd go somewhere for lunch and they'd say $7.95 deal, and then they'd, you know, you'd get a $2.50 charge for the beverage. So I told, you know, my wife and I talked about, let's don't do that. Let's include that in beverage in there so that you can go out and actually have lunch for $10. And that's almost, you can't do that at fast food now anymore.
No, you can't, Mark. That is great. Awesome.
That's really true for a lot of businessmen, and you can get in and out of there if you want to get in and out quickly in an hour. Or it's a great place to go. I've had several meetings there in the past as well.
And we appreciate you coming in and doing that. We always appreciate the business.
Well, for those that are listening, how can they find out more about your business or reach out to you, Mark, and contact you or the restaurant?
Well, go to Gulf Coast Grill Suwannee. com. That's our email, our webpage. We also are on Facebook, so like us on Facebook. That's Gulf Coast Grill as well. You can reach our phone number there at the restaurant is 678-765-8270. And you can always actually call me on my cell. I always open it or answer it. And it's 205-454-0842.
Great. Great. Thanks for joining us on the show today, Mark. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, and our next guest is Craven's Doggett with Quick Wash Express and Car Wash in Duluth. Thanks for joining us today. Craven's, tell us a little bit about what your business is and what you do and how you do it.
All right, well, thanks for having me. Quick Wash Express Car Wash is a kind of a quasi-do-it-yourselfer. It is a wash where you stay in the car, you go through the wash, and then when you exit, you can do your self-service vacuuming. You know, nobody knows their car like the owner. You know, you can take it to a full service, and you know exactly where that French fry dropped. And when you're really upset when they don't get it, this way we allow the customer, the client, to go ahead and do the inside because they know best how to do the inside. Now, there's times where, you know, people just don't want to do that, but they're so impressed with how well the car looks on the outside and the value that they're getting that they don't mind doing the inside.
Hmm. That's interesting. Craven's, based on that, really, what are the price points that you offer?
Yeah, that's a great question. Our lowest wash is $4.99 and our top package is $13.99. And every wash takes the same amount of time. It's just a matter of what application happens inside the tunnel. So you could get tire shine, Rain-X, polishes, underbody carriage, and all that can happen inside the car wash. The technology these days, you know, if you think about all the technology improvements that you have in your everyday life, well, that's happened in the car wash. I mean, you'll be surprised at how good that tire shiner looks or works on your tires when you come out, or the fact that you got Rain-X all over your car, it's like a shower. It's pretty incredible.
A lot of people really, as you talk about the type of car wash that you have in the tunnel, a lot of people are concerned with their cars, you know, being scratched. I know that you have really some special implements there. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, that's always, you know, at the forefront of every owner operator's mind is, you know, you've got sometimes the most expensive investment you've made going through a tunnel, right? You know, maybe a house, but a car is somebody, they love their car. They're in it every day, and it's their baby. So we make special care that we get all the right equipment in there that babies their car. Soft cloth, the latest microfibers in there that gently but efficiently wash somebody's car.
That's great. So you could essentially, if you chose not to vacuum your car or take care of any of the other services, you could just zoom through the tunnel and you're out, right?
Oh, yeah. You'd be surprised at how dry the car gets going through all the 8 blowers and the drying agents that we put on there. So you'll be surprised at how dry your car is when you leave, and you can, like you said, stay and vacuum, or you can come back the next day and vacuum. And say, like your example is you're busy, as long as you have your receipt and you can come by the next day, we'll let you vacuum. You don't have to go pay for it or anything because it's included in your first wash. We understand how busy people get, and we don't want to penalize people for that.
Awesome. That's terrific. Well, what other services do you offer along those lines?
Yeah. Two other services that we offer is an express wax, which is a hand-applied wax, and that's $30, and that includes the $13.99 wash. So that's a very good deal. And then also, we do headlight restoration. It starts at $75. I don't think we've ever had a headlight cost any more than $75, depending on, and we've had situations where you can barely see the light come out of it, and it's still $75. And that also includes our $10.99 wash. So a lot of people don't realize how important your headlights are, especially on a safety standpoint. When you're driving at night and your headlights are fogged up, the projection of your light doesn't go very far. One, you can't see, and maybe a driver can't see you that well.
Cravens, that's great. You know, you mentioned wax. I have an older car that I use as my extra car for the family. And so when someone needs a vehicle and another vehicle is being worked on, they use that vehicle. Well, I know when I took it to your place previously in the past, the wax buildup was – there was no wax buildup. And so the paint over time pitted. And now to refinish that car and paint it, it's very expensive. If I would have applied wax on a regular basis, whether it be once a month or once every 3 months, I probably could have salvaged that car instead of having to refurnish it now.
Right. It's always important to take care of the paint on the car. You have a clear coat in the paint, and the clear coat protects the paint. And you got to make sure that that's still intact. Otherwise, you're going to experience or have the likelihood of experiencing oxidation. And that our Express Wax does a lot of things, and it'll get rid of minor oxidation. But if it's too bad, then it's not going to help on that case.
How often do you recommend really people waxing their car with the Express Wax?
Depends on how often you drive. You know, if you're in it every day, you're traveling hard. Some people, you know, travel, you know, out of town, and they're back and forth. The more frequent you, you know, the more miles you put on your car, the more your car is susceptible to road damage and things of that nature. So I would say, you know, on a typical person that drives, you know, I don't know what the normal commute is, but we'll just call it the normal commute. Once a month, once every 2 months. Now, if you're one of those that travel, you know, 7 days a week, you know, maybe twice a month.
So you should do that pretty much every time you wash your car?
Well, that also depends on how often you like your car clean. You know, some people like religiously wash their car every week. You know, rain, shine, that's just what they do. It helps them feel clean. It's refreshing to them, almost therapeutic. And in that case, I wouldn't necessarily, you wouldn't necessarily have to wax it each time.
You know, it's funny you say that. I have a family member, and he happens to be owner of our company. He actually washes his vehicles every Saturday. And I ask him, why do you do that? He says it's therapeutic. Feels good, and it's therapeutic. It's the only one I know that does that, but that's actually what he does.
There are more out there.
You know, you have programs out there, and I know you have programs out there, but what is the program for May, June, and July? What do you anticipate doing for this summer?
Well, actually, this summer, I think we're going to introduce maybe a new wash, a new hot wax. I've been toying with the idea of what equipment we should put in and how to apply the hot wax, and we'll probably going to reduce our right now our prices are $4.99 and things like that. I think we're going to make it more simple, you know, $5 and you know, $13 and $14, and reduce our prices and add a topper, a higher package that will really help in cleaning a car and making it really look beautiful.
What would be the benefit between the current waxing that you offer now and the hot wax? Why would people want to look into the hot wax?
The hot wax would it's also a protectant in addition to the other applications that you'll find in the tunnel, and it'll keep the clear coat shine a lot longer. The hand-applied wax is done by hand, and the person that's doing it can concentrate on certain areas of a car that that need the help the most. Maybe around the key area where you know, when people stick, you know, the key into the lock, you know, you miss it, you get a scratch there. We'll pay close detail to that. A lot of times on the trunk, when people open it, they'll bang it against something. We'll take a little extra time on the hot spots, as we call them, which you won't necessarily get that in the tunnel. It treats the whole car the same.
Great. This is an important question. Fundraisers. Car washes are notorious for raising money for children, for adults, for different projects, schools. What do y'all do for fundraisers in your community?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. We do fundraisers primarily in the spring and summer, but we'll do them any time of the year. And basically what it is we provide the venue for somebody to raise money. What it is there'll be a fundraiser button on the screen where you go to pay, and you'll press that, and then you'll enter in a certain code, and you'll buy the top package, which is $13.99. And when you do that, half the money goes towards the fundraiser, okay? So we've had anything from Girl Scouts to cancer awareness to a student that got invited to go to Australia. She had to raise money to pay for herself to get down there. And it's a great way for us to get new people that may not have normally come to our wash. And then it also allows them to experience, those that have already been there, never have gotten the top wash. Well, this is the perfect time to do it, and $7 is going to go to the fundraiser. So it's a win-win for everybody.
You know what I call it? It's a win-win, but it's therapeutic.
I like that.
Awesome. What is Wash Away Thirst?
Okay, Wash Away Thirst is a program that one of my friends in the car wash industry started. You know, if you look around here at the studio, I've just finished two bottles of water right now. They're small, but that's something that a lot of people take for granted. And believe it or not, fresh water is very important to the health of everybody. I think, Dennis, you were just telling me that you're on some special diet, and water is a big part of that. Well, in a lot of countries, they don't have clean water. They're more susceptible to disease, so on and so forth. And Wash Away Thirst has partnered up with the Rotary to allow that every time you come through our car wash, we'll donate. You don't have to pay any extra. It's automatic. We do it. that you're going to donate 1 day's of clean water to somebody who would not normally have gotten it.
That's great. That's environmental. Let me ask you this. Who's an ideal customer for you? What is your niche? What is your market you're going after?
Probably the most ideal customer, there's two, I would say. Moms that have minivans and SUVs, they can take their time. Like I said, they know exactly where all that stuff has been dropped in their car because they're carrying kids back and forth, and they can take time on the inside and get a great wash on the outside. And two, salespersons. I mean, if you're in sales, you got to have a clean car if you're going to pick up somebody. I mean, the impression that you give when you drive up in a clean car and a clean inside gives you a leg up right out of the gate. You roll in and you're trying to pick up somebody and impress them in a dirty car, you got an uphill battle. And this is the best way for a salesperson to do it because we have what we call it, clubs or memberships, where for one fee a month, you can wash your car as much as you want. I'm talking every day if you want. There are only two rules. You can't bring more than one car on the membership, and you can't wash it more than once a day. But you can do it every day if you like, so you can always have a clean car. And those people, salespeople, I think it's very important for them to have a clean car.
You know, Cravens, as we see society getting busier and busier every day, and like you said, moms with the vans and time is of the essence, I see the car wash industry growing and continue to grow rapidly. Where do you see your business in the next 5 years?
Where I see our business is it always evolves. I mean, like when we first started out, we were pretty strict on just the exterior wash. And now we've evolved to doing headlight restorations, hand waxes, and we might and we're looking to do, you know, maybe even a flex serve down the road where, you know, we'll have an option for, you know, those people who want to continue to use it the way they have been, but also maybe do some interior work so we can capture more of the market.
Great. Awesome. For those that are listening, Cravens, how can they find out more about your business?
Okay. Well, we're located on Peachtree Industrial, south of Pleasant Hill, maybe about a quarter of a mile south of Pleasant Hill on the southbound side. Our website is expresscarwashduluth.com, and you can like us on Facebook at Express Car Wash Duluth. And if you like us on Facebook, you get a free $7.99 wash.
Wow.
I think I'm going to Facebook.
Me too.
Cravens, thank you so much for joining us on our show today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Dennis, what's happening at Meridian Star this month?
Well, this month, we are very, very fortunate to launch a new software in our POS program, Future POS. We've partnered up with them, and we are the exclusive dealer in Atlanta. Future POS offers all the bells and whistles for a business. It's the foundation of their business. It handles their payroll. It watches their food costs, their sales, even cameras. It's I call it cash management program. And the second part is, sidebar note, is we also deal with a lot of athletes. We have Roddy White is one of our partners in processing and works with us, and we sponsor his kids' camps. He's got a camp coming up June 8th and July 17th. We're going to have him on a show. Hold your fingers, cross them, because we're looking for him and his group to come on a show May 28th. We're waiting for his manager to get back to us, and we're going to talk about his sponsors and the Atlanta community stepping up to the plate to give these kids in Atlanta and South Carolina an opportunity to spend a day with the athletes and learn a lot what's going on mentally and physically out there in the football world.
Great. Yeah, that's outstanding. We're really looking forward to that confirmation. We'd like to really thank everyone for joining us on the show today on Partners for Success. Our guests today have been Mark Deshane, owner of Gulf Coast Grill in Suwanee, Georgia, and Cravens Doggett, owner of Quick Wash Express Car Wash in Duluth, Georgia. Remember, you can listen to our show live every Tuesday morning at 11:30 on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station. You can also listen to our show and pick up any show, anytime, 24/7 by logging on to our website, partnersforsuccess.businessradiox.com. Partners for Success is presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services, your partner in processing, where we not only have the best rates in the industry, but we're always there when you need us. Call us anytime at 1-855-MER-STAR.
You know, Randy, I want to give a special thanks, as always, goes to our all-star sponsor and producer, Mike Salmon.
Thanks, Mike. And for Dennis Bonin, I am Randy Hicks. We'll see you next time right here on Partners for Success.